everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along when your day is night. If you feel like letting go, hold on. If you think you've had too much of this life, well, hang on. 'Cause everybody hurts.
It's imagine this monologue to never be a jealous dog. Never be a jealous dog. Never be a jealous dog.
Canadian queer icon Katie Lang right there with the song Jealous Dog. That is from Katie Lang's album Watershed. In the middle, it is music from Quebecois singer-songwriter Ariane Moffat with her take on REM's song Everybody Hurts. That comes from the French-Canadian television soundtrack Trauma, done by Ariane Moffat. And then starting that set off, it is Mazzy Star reaching all the way back to their debut album, She Hangs Brightly. We heard the song Before I Sleep. Right now, it is music from Sinead O'Connor. And it was last year when I was piecing together the Sinead O'Connor tribute show, recognizing Sinead O'Connor as an absolute trailblazer, that I learned about this particular song for the very first time. It's a song that I knew forever, but didn't know until I was doing my research. The song Thank You for Hearing Me is a song that Sinead O'Connor actually wrote for Peter Gabriel, saying thank you to him for being there. At one point, they were lovers, colleagues, friends, and Sinead O'Connor with the song Thank You for Hearing Me. So I thought, let's reach into that just because the sentiment of the song itself is so beautiful. It's one of those songs that starts out slow and quiet and then just builds to a beautiful end. So right now, Sinead O'Connor here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you for hearing.
Santa Maria, Santa Teresa, Santa Anna, Santa Susanna, Santa Cecilia, Santa Coppelia, Santa Domenica, Mary Angelica, Frater Ashes, Frater Pietro, Julianus, Petronella, Santa, Santos, Miroslav, Vladimir, all of us.
We're not sure how. Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. I'm so carefree, with a joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul. More than my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, baby, I'm just human. Don't you know I have faults like anyone? Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing that I done. 'Cause I'm the soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood. I try so hard, so please don't let me be.
A recording and an album turning 60 years old this year. It is Nina Simone with her song, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. That comes from Nina Simone's 1964 album, Broadway Blues Ballads. In the middle, it is Jane Sibbery. You know, last week, in between the first and second hour, on a bit of a lark, I just quickly grabbed Jane Sibbery's 1993 album, When I Was a Boy. It's an album that I hadn't listened to in a while and thought, oh, you know what, let's revisit that. And after including it last week, it's an album that I just absolutely fell in love with again throughout the week, going back and listening to it and all the different shades that Jane Sibbery brought to that album. We heard the song Calling All Angels. And if you listen closely enough, yes, that is Katie Lang doing backing vocals on that particular song. Starting the set off, it is music from Sinead O'Connor from her album Universal Mother. We heard this, Cue for Me. It's Sinead O'Connor's Complicated album that came out after taking a bit of a hiatus after the entire Pope picture scandal, and returned with the album Universal Mother and included the song Thank You for Hearing Me, which years later it was discovered she wrote that as a thank you to Peter Gabriel for his devotion and standing beside her through all of her dark times. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of the program. I said at the very start of the show, this is going to be very much a two-hour mixtape for the fact that we deep into the discography for many of these tracks here. In fact, we just had a 60-year-old song from Nina Simone, and we're going to continue doing that in the second hour, trying to keep the talking to a minimum and the music at a maximum. But I do just want to remind you that if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or just want to listen again, know that you can find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy online. We are on the free, no membership required listening platform, Mixcloud. Simply go to the website, Mixcloud.com. facebook.com/girly so groovy girly and groovy ending with an IE. And you will find 10 weeks, 20 hours worth of Girly So Groovy simply waiting for you to press play. You can also absolutely download the Mixcloud app for free. It's a great way to make Girly So Groovy mobile. Before we totally cannonball into the second hour, let's wrap up this first hour. How about the fact that we started the entire episode with indie folk rock from Patty Griffin? Well, let's wrap up this hour with country folk music out of rural Ontario, Orangeville, Ontario, folk singer-songwriter Falcon Jane right now with her song Heaven, taken from her album Faith, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Heaven is a place I've been spending my time in, living my life in. Again.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. In this second hour, we continue making this brilliant mixtape with the likes of Patsy Cline, Kate Bush, Bjork on the way, Tom Tom Club, ESG, new music from Kim Gordon, PJ Harvey, Laurie Anderson. We are kicking off the second hour, though, with something special, selected from an album that's in my collection that I completely forgot I even owned. I was going through my album collection just earlier this week, and I stumbled across an album released in 1994. It's called Rare On Air Live Performances Volume 1, from KCRW, based out of Santa Monica, California. They've released a series of live recordings from their studios, and on the very first Volume 1, It opens with Tori Amos doing a live version of her song Silent All These Years, but when they put the album together, they sandwiched the Tori track with a prelude from Leonard Cohen. And the two just work beautifully together. It was something that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I absolutely remember falling in love with. And on many a mixtape or mix CD that I was making, I would include this track because the two just were just pure magic together. Leonard Cohen and Tori Amos. How can you go wrong? So finding this was a bit of a blast from the past. And immediately I thought, I need to share this with you, the girly so groovy listener. So right now it is Tori Amos with a quick prelude from Leonard Cohen here on Girly So Groovy.
I heard of a man who says words so beautifully that if he only speaks their name, women give themselves to him. If I am dumb beside your body while silence blossoms like tumors on our lips, it is because I hear a man climb the stairs and clear his throat.